The New Beatitudes. In a time seemingly long ago, it was asked of me, Rabbi, how does one live the blessed life? How does one live happy in accordance with God? And I spoke with you what has come to be known in your scriptures as the Beatitudes. Blessed are they. And you have recorded in your scripture the notes which several remembered from the discourse of that time. Beloved friend, I would give unto you this day new Beatitudes in a language that is of this time. Today I would speak plainly with you, and I would say to you, first of all, blessed are you as you will abide in a place of non-judgment, a place of openness, a place where you acknowledge that you do not know enough to judge, and you ask for the higher understanding. I will suspend judgment and allow myself to see through the eyes of the Father, not to see with the human eyes which have been so trained to be reactionary. I will allow myself to be in a space of the Father, who does not judge. I will just behold. Blessed are you as you become again the little child who does not have all the teachings of the world. Blessed are you as you are spontaneous, questioning, wanting to know, what is this all about, this life experience? Who are you? Who am I? Blessed are you, happy are you, as you allow yourself to be again the natural child who has not been shaped, constricted, formed to the world, but knows itself to be free, to be the child of the Father. Blessed are you as you remember the feeling of the little child who knows that he or she is loved of the Father. Become again as a little child. Blessed are you as you are willing to be the friend to another. For as you are willing to be a friend to another, you know friendship for yourself. If you desire to have a friend, you have a saying, be a friend. For as you are willing to set aside small self and to look deep within the eyes of another one and say, I recognize who you are, then you know true friendship, for friends are equals. Friends know each other to be the holy child of the Father. Blessed are you as you'll give forth compassion. Passion means to feel, to be alive with deep emotion. And to be compassionate means to be with another one in their passion. So as you are willing to experience true compassion, to be at one with another and understand their feeling, you also know passion for yourself and your life comes alive with deeper passion. Blessed are you as you acknowledge the source of your being, as you acknowledge the source of your prosperity, as you acknowledge the source of the health of your body. Blessed are you when you acknowledge that the source is within, the Father, the life energy, the Spirit of you, and will withdraw your worry from the world. For the world will speak to you of lack and limitation, and you do not feel blessed in that place, you feel hounded on all sides. Blessed are you as you will abide in the dwelling place of your source. Blessed are you as you will seek after wisdom, and will allow that wisdom to take you past the beliefs of the world. Blessed, happy, free are you as you are guided by divine wisdom, which does not acquiesce to the limitations of world belief. Blessed are you as you will seek after truth. Wisdom will allow you to begin the search for truth. It allows you to open a door to ongoingness of life. And you will understand that the truth of one lifetime is but that, the truth of that lifetime. And the truth of another lifetime is but that. But what runs through all the lifetimes is the truth of your being. That truth is what has allowed you to manifest the experience and to know the lifetimes. Blessed are you as you will seek after truth, for you will find it. Blessed are you as you are willing to live in the now moment, not worrying about what has been, not judging self for how you could have done something better, could have done it better, should have done it better. Blessed are you as you will live in the now moment, not worrying about the future. Blessed are you as you will give the future over to the Father, saying, Father, I know that you are with me now, here in this now moment, and I know that you will be with me wherever and whenever I go. Blessed are you, happy are you, as you will allow yourself to live in the now moment, free of the constraints of past and future. Blessed are you as you will remember and acknowledge the Father's love. Blessed are you as you will acknowledge here and now, I am the blessed one, the happy one, the lucky one, how fortunate I am. Get you up in every morning with that saying. It will transform your day. I am the lucky one. Lucky not because someone outside of you has decreed you have won a great gamble, but lucky because you are the luck, the light. Your word lucky is akin to a far distant root word, lux, meaning light. These are your new beatitudes. Blessed are you as you will meditate upon and live from the space of true blessedness, acknowledging the Father in all that you do. You are His most wonderful and only creation. Blessed are you, beloved child.